Welcome.
Yes, I hear you.
Hey.
So what are you up to, Kelly?
Trying to recover my voice.
Yeah, I understand that you had a weekend illness going on.
Yeah, I did a party this weekend between people smoking and all the talking above the crowd kind of thing. Next thing I know, my voice was pretty gone by Friday night.
Ah, for everybody who doesn't know, this is Kelly of EnchantedSoul.com.
She's going to be on the show here.
She's going to be on the show in the next few weeks, taking callers.
Right.
And Kelly, I have to say, you remember last time when it was like on a little speakerphone and everything?
Yeah.
It's completely different now.
Yeah, I know. I heard Nicole just now, which I know Nicole can hear me. She's listening. And I said, hey, Nicole, got your email. Thanks.
Cool. And the voices come in your headphones now, and when you talk into the microphone. So there's no longer a telephone involved, except for when Will answers and says, hey, who is this? When he does the call screening thing, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, because that way you can concentrate on your thing, because you're going to take callers, aren't you?
Yes.
Awesome. So, yeah, when you're on the show, and we already have a link up on the upcoming guests thing for when you'll be on. You're going to be on the show, and you're going to take callers and
I have the link up on my website so people can go to the Ghostly Talk website, figure out, because there are people when I do the festivals that have no idea what Ghostly Talk is all about.
That's true.
And, Will, if you happen to get flyers together, Easter weekend I'll be at Gibraltar Trade Center for that.
Okay.
So it's a good time to advertise Ghostly Talk then, too.
Oh, I like that idea.
And, you know, we can always bring a little stand or something. Maybe we can get some of the Ghostly Talk t-shirts out there.
Oh, that's a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
And what's also cool, Body, Mind, Spirit Festival.
Oh, that's
coming
up.
Plenty of room for shirts.
Well, we just might have to work something out then, won't we?
Yeah. We've got till April 30th.
Oh, thank heavens we've got time.
However, we don't have time for advertising.
No, we don't. You and I have to get together. We were going to do that tomorrow night, weren't we?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Are you going to be...
I'm going to put you on the spot and crack the whip on you.
Excellent. That's what,
you know,
what I need.
What could make a very interesting show in the future for you is about past life regression and Akashic Record review.
I think that would be awesome. Because did we do a past life regression show ever, Will? Do you know?
I don't think we ever did, no.
I think we talked about kids or something, kids who remembered past lives, but that was about it.
And that was a long time ago.
That would have been a long time ago.
That was before we started having guests.
And yes, as a matter of fact. So we could actually do a show where we, you know, if anybody out there has had a past life regression done, or if they remember consciously their past lives, they could call in and tell stories. You know, tell what they remember. That would be really interesting, because hopefully I'm going to get whammied by Kelly, and she's going to do past life on me, and then I'll know what I did previous to this incarnation.
One of the many past lives.
Right. I'll know I'll know something about my past then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so I'll be able to share stories.
I think in your past life you were eaten by a spider.
I probably was wrapped in a cocoon and all my juices sucked out. Yeah, that's what they want to do to me.
Or at least a fly in your past life, you know?
Or that.
That was part of the Lord of the Rings movie.
Oh, was it?
The giant spider.
Yes.
Yeah, the giant spider.
Oh, yeah, I hated that part.
That totally terrified me.
Yes, I totally remember that part and I hated it. Because I'm scared of them. Cool. Well, thanks, Kelly.
All right. Well, you know, I'm so sorry that I missed the show last night.
There wasn't
The party. Party.
There
I made a comment in the channel, and I said, sometimes things happen for a reason. Maybe this time, I know it's traditional, and I know you guys are so into, you know, your broadcasting, but maybe you just needed to sit back and hang out with your people for one night.
Maybe it was necessary. And I know I had a good time even despite the couple of hours that I spent trying to get everything working. I still got to talk to a lot of people, and I enjoyed it. I didn't get to talk to Devin.
I did.
As much as I wanted to, because I missed that. That was a missed opportunity. But, you know, my attention was on the equipment at the time. But everyone, you know, I got to talk to a lot of people, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot, actually. So maybe I just needed time away from microphones.
Yeah. And see, now, Scott, I will never agree to that. I think I may have to get him into the office for some anger management stuff.
Book it, and I'll send him an appointment card.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks, Kelly.
Well, congratulations. Happy third anniversary, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Bye. Oh, that was totally cool. I'm glad we got that call in. Let's do the break. Wow, what was that?
I was taking out the phone line.
Ah, maybe there's something in that slider. We'll take a look at that after the show. So, we'll take the quick, well, it's not a quick break, but it's one with those funny little clips in it. And those, they had me rolling. Listen up, listen in, see what you think.
Of the morning prayer, the awful found out or don't know how. We know they tried to lock us up that night, and we were ready for a fight. Here he comes through the air and sing. He said the people waiting for a thing. Down at the black hole they were there in full, and he was right at all.
Winos never get afraid of nothing but running out of wine. That's the only thing that panic a wino. Wino could deal with Dracula. Like anybody. Hey, man! Say, nigga, you with the cake! What you doing picking in them people's window? What's your name, boy? Dracula? What kind of name is that for a nigga? Where you from, fool? Transylvania. I know where it is, nigga. You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, you know. Even though you is the ugliest. Oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. Why don't you get your teeth fixed, nigga? Hanging all out your mouth. Why don't you go get your orthodontist? That's a dentist, you know, huh? It's 1975, boy. Get your shit together. What's wrong with your natural? Got that dirt all on the back of your neck. You're a filthy little motherfucker, too. You got to be home before the sun come up. You ain't lying, motherfucker. See, busting your ass in the day, you ought to get arrested. You want to suck what? Suck some black niggas, you some kind of freak, boy? An ugly freak? You ain't sucking nothing here, Junior. Suck your ass on away from here, what you better do. Want to suck some blood, go down to the blood bank, nigga. Hope you get sick of yourself.
So, what happened is, she's looking at this going, who painted this on the floor? I mean, initially you're going to think, well, something had to get here somehow. And you're not thinking about anything paranormal at that time. You're wondering, who
wrote
here?
Actually, I don't know. Her first instinct...
My first instinct would be, hey, who wrecked my kitchen floor?
Well, yeah. What is this crap on my floor? There's an interesting, similar phenomenon. And what I think is absolutely fascinating, I happened to see an episode a long time ago of In Search Of. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Cookies?
You want cookies?
Yeah, please. And that's about as professional as it gets right there, huh?
We are now we have the ghostly talk cookies. There's
thanks.
Some cookies. Does Will want a cookie? There's a cookie.
Yes, the group who wants a cookie.
Okay, now... Face of Velmez.
Oh my gosh.
We had this one guy. I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was a little kid and I walked up to this house. And there was this dummy on the porch. A dummy, right? Just laying back. People picture this. Just laying back. It's a dummy. Stuffed with newspapers or whatever. And just a dumb mask on its face. Completely still. Didn't move. And we're like, oh, okay. Well, this house is all dark. And we saw a bowl of candy sitting there. We're like, hee, 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 we're going to get the candy. So we go out and get the candy, and this hand grabs my arm.
Oh, man.
this guy sitting there. Scared the living beep, beep, beep out of me.
Thank you for pre-editing.
Superstitions say that to meet a witch, you have to put your clothes on inside out and walk backwards on Halloween night. At midnight, you would meet a witch. Okay, that's all it is.
That's it. Yeah, that's about...
It's simple. It's direct. The only problem I have with it, though, is what time do you do it?
I know. Do you do it, like, right at midnight,
do you
have to do it any time? You obviously have to do it before midnight.
I mean, we have the flexibility where we can do it, you know.
Yeah, anytime.
And we'll do it anytime we want.
Yeah.
She'll probably turn you into a toad.
Well, I wonder if you meet that kind of witch or a real... Because if you meet a real witch, like, you know, the Wiccans, I already know a lot of them. Well, not a lot of them, but I know several.
All right, if you walk backwards long enough, you'll eventually run into one.
It was actually adults and young men who would do this begging stuff. And it used to be a performance.
They used to actually have to, like, sing songs?
A lot like... In modern times, it's more akin to caroling. You know,
I was
Christmas
say that.
Caroling.
When we read about that, I'm like, don't you do that for Christmas caroling?
Yeah, you would go from house to house and sing these songs, and people would give money, I guess. It was just money around here. But
yeah, they give you a thank you until you get off their porch.
Yeah, or they come out with a shotgun. Yeah.
Charles Gounod's Faust at the Princess Theater in 1888. Federici had a heart attack while descending into hell through a trap door in the stage.
Now that
Hope it was the end of the play.
that's pretty bad. I mean. That's really, really dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, you're up there, you're doing your job, you're working, he's obviously singing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, part of the act is to, you know, go through the trap door and descend into hell, and that was your last descent was into hell. Now that's pretty sad. Yeah.
Actual audio from the
I
think. It's because I'm chewing.
Ah, excellent. Oh, that was way too funny. That was way too funny.
Yeah.
Scott L. did an excellent job.
Walk backwards long enough, you'll eventually run into one.
You said that.
Yeah.
but the Scott L. did a fantastic job cutting those up. Distant Sounds. That's the screen name or nickname or whatever it is on the website, member name. I don't know what you call it, but
he's from Australia.
From Australia, listened to how many hours? I mean, how many hours of Ghostly Talk are there in the archives? Like thousands or something?
It's got to be somewhere around like 600 or 700.
I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds of hours in the archives, and he must have listened to like all of them, because I don't know how you can get. How you can get that stuff. I did get an email from, who's the lady in England? She was from, she's from Washington State here, but then she got transported over to England or for a job or I don't remember, but she's in England, and she listens to Ghostly Talk. And she emailed me and said, where are the rest of the archives? And I feel really bad, because those are them. I mean, that's it. There are
a few that are missing that I'm not really sure where they're at.
I may have them on a CD somewhere. I was going to dig them out one day. We
have a phone call coming in.
Oh.
It's Elmer.
Oh, awesome. All right, let's bring him in. Let's see.
Hold
on.
Oh.
Ow. I always bring that up too high, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, hey, you're on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, you did bring that up a little too loud.
Yeah, did you hear that screeching noise?
Yeah, it sounded like the damn Mothman.
That was that was special for you because of the Mothman. No, actually, it's just because when I slide the little slider up too high, it does the feedback thing. So, sorry about
cool.
that. Yeah. So, how are you doing? This is Havoc. Havoc from the chat rooms, Havoc from the website. And he's calling in. So, what do you think? No show last night, huh?
Yeah, well, you know. You all tried your best. That's the only thing that matters.
Boy, did we. I mean, I was devastated, but I'm getting over it now. Now that I'm actually on the air and talking and, you know, taking phone calls and listening to these hilarious breaks. I'm getting over it. I'm much, much better now. It was devastating, though, for a while.
Well, you know, you tried your best, and that's the only thing that matters.
So, yeah, boy, did we want to go on the air, too, because we had Tone and Niche of toneandniche.com in the that's not really the studio. It's the, how would you describe Bonnie's basement?
House of Skank.
House of
Skank.
We're going to get another phone call.
Yep, uh-huh.
No, it's a really nice place.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was a bit on the cold side, but it was nice and warm upstairs, so I guess that's... That's that.
Bonnie, if you're listening, I do not have a word to do with her.
I can hear her right now. She's like, no, you're talking to about a phone. You're part of it. So, but.
Yeah.
She'll blame you.
Hopefully she'll blame Havoc for that.
Yeah.
Instead of you, Will. But, what do you see coming? What do you think about the past? You've been listening to Ghostly Talk for what? A little over a year? A little over 2 years?
Uh-huh.
What?
2 years.
2 years? What do you think of the past 2 years, and what do you think of the upcoming year? What do you think we should do?
Well, let's see. I think you all have moved up in a lot of ways. I mean, one, you never had a news guy before until now.
I have to say that that really does. And I said it earlier in the show. Every time I go to the website and there's, like, new news items, I'm like, oh, man, it just really is awesome. I'm so glad that you're, like, out there looking for all that stuff, that cool, great stuff to put on the webpage. I think it's amazing. Thank you.
Hey, well, you know, I can't take all the credit. Devin does some work, too. I mean, I got to admit, he puts some stuff up there that even I look at and go, what?
We got to meet Devin last night, although I only got to meet him briefly, and I feel really bad about that because I would have loved to have chatted with him, but for a length of time. But we got to meet him last night, and
you did. I've actually been to his house a couple times.
Well, yeah, but I got to meet him last night, and we gave him a Ghostly Talk T-shirt,
right?
And that was pretty cool. And the you know, because they did drive out from
Adrian
or something just to go to the non-broadcast event. But, yeah, I felt really bad about that. But you know, but I was really, really happy to meet him and his family, and but I didn't get to chat with them. And that's what I feel
bad. Noni has so much energy.
Oh, I know. I know. I think it's amazing.
She just doesn't slow down.
No, I think it's amazing. It's just awesome. So, yeah. So we did. And of course, Havoc, we met you when we were out in at the Point. We were out there for the Point Pleasant Mothman Festival, and the night before that, we got to meet you. So that's pretty cool.
We'll be coming down for the tunnel.
Oh yes.
We have to.
We have to.
So, and a few other things that I'm looking into right now.
You gotta find me that Haydenville tunnel.
No, I'll do that too. But I got something a little bit better.
Ooh. Is this a secret, or is this going to be unleashed, or can we talk about
it? Well, let's just say that when I find the place, it's going to be unleashed on you guys, because it is something that has piqued my interest, and I had found something out yesterday that I'll be looking into this weekend.
Excellent. So do the research, and we'll when you let us know, we'll pitch in whatever we can do and see what... see what we can come up with, and we'll go to it.
Oh, we've got to go to this.
Awesome.
You're what's like five and a half hours away from us?
Yeah, I think it's like a 5.5 hour drive to get to where you are. Or, well, to get to, we stayed outside of Athens.
Yeah, that's like, that's about five.
Yeah, and that's about like an hour or so from his house, so.
Right.
Not too bad.
Yeah, well, two just depends.
It depends on the floodwaters, if you ask me. You just drive down a street, you're like, oh, can't go anymore, turn around. I mean, they didn't even tell you, usually. You just had to, like, find out, oh, well, that street's flooded. Turn around, try the next one over. And those are miles away from each other, every street. There's, like, nothing out there, except for ghosts and havoc.
Gee, you know.
But
we also have a 7-foot-tall flying creature runs around here too. But we don't talk about him, do we?
You have a festival about him every year. Yeah, that's so cool. So, yeah, that's we're definitely going to have to do that. We're going to have to go to this new place that you found. We want to look into the tunnels and things like that. So that's on our plate for this year, right?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be this year. I mean, there's so much that Ghostly Talk as an entity can do now, where it has gone before, it can just go beyond this now.
I actually like that. I think that that's a pretty cool observation. I know that Ghostly Talk itself has afforded me many opportunities. I got to meet you, for example. I got to meet, of course, Devin and the Indiana Ghost Trackers and West Michigan Ghost Hunters and Windsor Ghost Hunter Society and
Mark Nesbitt, Jeff Walmsley.
I got to meet all these really, really incredible people. And from now on, like even over the next year, I can't even imagine. I don't think you can remote view that kind of stuff or predict who I'll run across in this next year. So I just think it's an amazing thing, and we'll be able to, like, go, you know, bigger, better, faster, that kind of thing from here. And it is kind of neat. I like that position. Of course, they also say the bigger you are, the harder you fall. So I like to try and keep it in perspective, you know, because I want everybody to partake in the opportunities that are, you know, that happen here on Ghostly Talk. And that's why we have the cool new gear, the little thing that's messing us up, the thing that screeches when you call in.
Devin's in here.
Yeah?
I interrupt him. He says, how much would you pay to sleep in the haunted basement? And he says, I have about 25 cents.
25 cents?
And then Apid says, I pay a dollar. And then Havoc, who's in the chat room, says, 2 cents.
2 cents? You didn't even outbid them. You underbid them.
Hey, I mean, I shouldn't have to pay.
That's true. You are like staff now, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Canadian.
I like putting in like 20 hours a week.
2 cents Canadian? Wait. Huh. Oh, no. 8 bits on Canadian. Okay. A dollar, a Canadian dollar. What's it, 56 cents or something? Or so, oh, it's actually up now, 65 cents.
Well, $50 from England, Ghost Hunter.
Yeah, but that doesn't even cover the cost of the ticket.
Flight cost not included.
here's the $800 ticket. Thanks for the $50. But so awesome. Wow, so things are going on in the chat room then, evidently.
Definitely.
And this is an unscheduled show, so I'm pretty geeked about it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty geeked about it. The other thing that happened over this week, did Havoc, you didn't get to meet the W Paranormal folks, did you? No.
No.
Yeah, because when we went out there, we went to Pennsylvania first. We went with Rob and Bruce. Well, Bruce is, like, you know, a friend of the group, not actually the group.
Bait.
So, yeah, the
bait.
So we, you know, Rob and the Bait were there, and Rob of W Paranormal. I would have never met them had it not been for Ghostly Talk. So, I mean, there's just so many things that Ghostly Talk has been. But, they had left before you, before we met up with you the next day, because they went, you know, back to Michigan, and we continued on to Athens, Ohio. So that's why. But I would have never got to meet them. It's like amazing. So yeah, Ghostly Talk has afforded me a lot of cool opportunities, and I appreciate everyone. And of course, I share them every week with everybody. So, well, thanks, Havoc.
Thank you.
Keep posting, man. Every time I go to the site, you know, I'm like, ooh, he's been busy. Look, now I've got like 80 things to read.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about just branching out a little bit more. Just keep your eyes out.
Uh-oh. Maybe we should just give him, like, the ability to create news groups. Or not news groups, what are they, categories? Because I see some of them are struggling. It's like, this isn't really free energy, and it's not really... Because those are just, like, the default set that I had created 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they don't really all fit into the categories anymore. So I think I got to come up with some new categories.
You're going to have to read the forum. Devin's already mentioned this.
Ah, okay. Yeah, how they don't really fit into the categories? Yeah, I think I'll have to work on that. I'll get in there and create some new ones for you, or give you the opportunity to do it, because I just don't know. But cool. Thank you. Thank you, Havoc.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
See y'all later.
Oh, cool. So that killed my mic.
It shouldn't have.
I was
okay,
dead.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Something must be wired wrong, that's all I
can
say.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that up.
Just leave it on. Yeah. Because otherwise, it's dead air. Never sounded so good. Like last night. And like 25 minutes this
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on that. So, but what were we talking about? I don't remember now. Past life regression. Okay, in the chat rooms, because when we're on the air live, we are talking in the chat rooms, and we're, you know, reading the screens. The chat rooms you can get to usually by pioneer.rolo, ROLO.net, or www.ghostlytalk.com, and click on text chat. Although I heard that doesn't work, so I've got to upgrade that, you guys. So Mark and everybody who's emailed about it, I will look for an upgrade, okay? Because everybody is like, that doesn't work, it never has. So I will work on that, I promise. The in the chat rooms, they are talking about the past life regression, and evidently there's some people in there who believe in it, some people who don't, they're having a fight. So you might want to pop in the chat rooms if you get a chance. You can always download something like MIRC, M-I-R-C, at www.mirc.co.uk, and use that program to get in, because that doesn't go through a website. And of course, at that point, you can either join Pound, in the Undernet network, you can join Pound Pioneer Radio, or you can just thank the portal to hell that you're not in it, because that's what they're talking about now, the portal to hell. That's specifically Dalian. That's who I went over and I saw Amityville Horror, because I couldn't get a copy. Remember, that's the rest of that story.
Right.
I couldn't get a copy at the local video store. So I ended up going to Dalian's house, and we watched it. So we watched Amityville Horror. And, yeah, the portal to hell was the topic of conversation, because I didn't get to talk with George Lutz about that. And I was pretty sad about that. because I did forget that. I forgot a couple things, because there's AmityvilleTruth.com, or is it AmityvilleHorrorTruth.com? I'm going to link them up on the website. They that's a chat, like a forum thing, and they had sent some questions in, and I didn't get to them when I was talking to George, so I'm going to have to do that. All right. See who it is? Or do you want me to just answer
it? Just click it.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Devin.
Oh, hey, Devin. I didn't get to talk with you last night very much. I apologize.
Yeah, you're busy. You've been working for 2 hours straight on the computer.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. I was kind of frustrated. But, you know, that kind of thing happens when you do live radio, I suppose. So it didn't go over very well with me, and I was kind of sad about that. But I am happy to finally get a chance to talk to you now. So what did you think of us other than, you know, we were busy? were we crazy? Were we, was it kind of lame? How was the party?
Well, okay. No one got everyone crazy, so she had people, animals.
I was a puppy.
Yeah.
And Bonnie was. Bonnie was a.
She was a couple of things.
Oni.
Somebody was a giraffe. Who was the
Erica?
Erica was a giraffe. Okay.
No. Bonnie was a giraffe. Erica L was the bunny.
Oh, okay. What was
And Colleen was something. Colleen was a kitty cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was so cool. She is adorable. Absolutely adorable. So, but I didn't get to be anything because I was the crazy man working on the computer stuff. That's what I was. So, yeah. That was pretty cool, Devin. That was awesome that everyone came out to the party. And I think one of the absolute best things was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool because Tone and Niche played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star for
Noni.
Yeah. And we all kind of pitched in and sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which was really, really cool. And that was, I hear, the song that you sang to her, Will?
Yeah.
So
I was reading to her, and you couldn't pronounce all the animal names correctly. And she remembers that, which is really funny.
Excellent.
But yeah, I just sing to her.
But Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, that was one of my favorite parts because it was just so amazing how everybody just like pitched in and did Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and I thought it was just absolutely awesome for Noni, and she seemed to appreciate it.
I think it was the only time she was quiet.
Do you feed her like caffeine pills or I didn't get to be an animal or anything because I was behind the computer stuff, so I missed out on that.
So. My favorite thing?
Huh.
And Bug's song, the Mickey Mouse theme song.
That was a disaster. But I did remember the words, so that wasn't so bad. But yeah, I did the Mickey Mouse theme song last night. That was pretty cool. But not to Tone and Niche playing it either. So it was just, I just did it. So yeah, we did Mickey Mouse, we did the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It was pretty cool. I'm surprised that all that stuff had time to happen in. But I'm so glad it did, because, yeah, that's pretty cool. What's next for Ghostish Files dot, what is it, Ghostish Files dot?
Net.tc.
Dot net.tc. What's next for that?
Okay, well, right now a whole bunch of stuff's happening with me and my mom, so we're planning. What I said is if we not have I show up in 3 months at Ghostish Files. We'll go to a summer show where we will do a show each week.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, you don't have to knock yourself out. You know, you can just say, all right, well, once a month I'll do a Ghostish Files. Because I know you're also working on a book. Is that project still going on?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Yeah, so you know, all this stuff is going on with you guys. So everybody go to ghostishfiles.net.tk.
TC.
What?
TC.
Oh. TC. Sorry about that. And so go there, and you can keep up to date on all of Devin's projects. And Devin, thank you so much, and I'm so sorry I didn't get to chat with you. But I know there will be other things, because we're going to do, what, ghost hunts? We're going to do several different things, I'm sure, throughout the next year. And we'll have a chance to chat. How does that sound?
We're going to come down and take you on a ghost hunt.
All right.
We hope so. Have you seen a ghost yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Then you know what we're looking for, because we're going to go out and about. We're going to look for stuff. We're going to see what kinds of evidence we can find of the supernatural. So that's what we're going to do. Okay?
Yep.
Cool. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Awesome. Devin of Ghostish Files. And I didn't, and I had mentioned it before, and I'm sad that I didn't get to talk to him more, but I did today, so that worked out well. I guess things do come around full circle. What time?
We have 1 minute.
1 minute. So you know what? You guys, I'm going to just have it sign off, because I'm like, I'm going to just like crash into the couch. You guys, Ghostish Files. Okay. Ghostly Talk is produced every Sunday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Pioneer Radio. That's pioneer.rolo.net. Our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com. And we... Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm just going to skip all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you, stay tuned, because coming up next is... W Paranormal with our friends Rob and gang, and there's a whole bunch of them, and it changes from week to week. So stay tuned for W Paranormal coming up next on Pioneer, and listen to your friends. I know it's been a heck of a 3 years. It's been a heck of a weekend for us, and hopefully it just gets bigger, better, and faster, and just like more cool stuff for this upcoming year. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Fish all seem to float.
the X-Lax.